Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. When you start a resistance training program, your muscles don't change that much at first, but your nervous system does, and a new study shows that you may need more than just reps to make your strength training really stick. You need to deliberately train to strengthen your nerves. But before I dive into the fascinating data from a study that was published in the Journal of Neuroscience called Cortical, Corticospinal, and Reticulospinal Contributions to Strength Training, I'll point out that this study was conducted on macaques, not on humans. But as I'll cover later, macaques have a very similar nervous system to humans, so this isn't a big stretch. It was also a small study that only involved two monkeys, both female. But since the researchers were studying the fundamental features of motor control, well, they don't expect there to be any difference in males. So, with those caveats out of the way, let's look at the results. This study points to evidence that, due to particularities in our nervous system, if we practice deliberately, we can respond quickly and effectively to resistance training. And that's true, even if we don't see a large amount of muscle growth as soon as we start hitting the gym. Now, sports scientists have known for a while that early increases in strength involve both building new connections and eliciting changes to the existing connections between our brains and our muscles. We call these neuromuscular connections. Now, this process involves bundles of neurons and nerve fibers carrying commands from the brain's motor cortex through the spinal cord to the muscles more effectively and efficiently. As these motor cortex commands get stronger and faster, the muscles receiving the commands respond in kind, giving us functionally stronger reactions. Now, to illustrate this, let's look at learning to do a pull-up, let's say. When you first learn a movement like this one, you generally focus on something called the principle of specificity. In basic terms, we want to increase the volume of pull-ups we do on a regular basis. That's because every time you pull your body up and pop your chin over that bar, your neuromuscular system gets better at creating the interaction between your motor cortex, your muscles, and your nerves, optimizing them to become more effective at doing the movement known as a pull-up. Now, this is most evident when you're first learning to do a pull-up. The difference between doing none and three pull-ups, for example, is mostly neuromuscular, while the difference between doing four and 20 pull-ups is mostly strength. Even though researchers have witnessed this many times, the actual mechanics of these changes remain unclear. And that's one of the reasons why this particular group of researchers surgically implanted transmitters and electrodes into these macaques. And here's an important point. Rest assured, the researchers complied fully with all the regulations for the humane treatment of animals during this study. Now, the implanted electrodes had a very particular job. They stimulated different sets of monkey nerves while the researchers tracked their changes as the monkeys did their presumably adorable strength training workouts. And for that weight training regimen, the researchers prompted the monkeys to exercise by bribing them with treats, which sounds like a familiar scenario, doesn't it? We humans often do that same thing, just not in the name of science, really. But anyway, I digress. Using the treat reward system, the researchers measured which nerves became the most activated while they got the macaques to pull a weighted lever with one arm. The measurements were done before, during, and after the workout. Now, I think it's important to point out that macaques, like other primates, including humans, have two major bundles of nerves that transmit messages from the motor cortex. The first one is the reticulospinal tract, which is generally believed to direct broad motor skills, controlling things like locomotion and posture. And number two, the cortical spinal tract, which is mostly involved in muscle strength and controlling movements of the limbs and trunk.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now, this study went on for almost 3 months. And as you may recall from an older Get Fit Guy podcast episode, that is longer than necessary to see gains in muscle size. And during that time, the macaques worked out 5 times a week with ever-increasing resistance until they could complete the monkey workout equivalent to, and I quote, a human doing 50 one-arm pull-ups. And that's according to Isabel Glover, a neuroscientist at the Movement Laboratory at Newcastle University. So, okay, these macaques are not fooling around. While doing this extremely impressive workout, the electrode data indicated stronger and more efficient commands being delivered to the muscles by the reticulospinal tract, which was an unexpected result. The researchers were expecting to see strong signals from the cortical spinal tract, the ones that generally have been linked to muscle strength. But this surprising finding proved something to the researchers. Strength isn't just about muscle mass, Isabel Glover told the New York Times. You get stronger because the neural input to your muscles increases. Initial gains are all about strengthening the reticulospinal tract, Baker added. Only later do the muscles actually start to grow. Now, gaining a better understanding of how the nervous system works in conjunction with strength and muscle control could have medical applications. If physicians can understand the more nuanced parts of how our nervous system changes during exercise, well, they could use that information to help stroke victims, the chronically ill, and the elderly. But I think there's also a lesson here on how we approach our daily training. You know, we tend to think that to master a new sport or athletic endeavor or a fancy lift at the gym, we simply need to practice, practice, practice. But given what is being discovered in studies of the nervous system, like this one, I think we need to focus on more than just repetition. We need to be deliberate about our practice. Now, the author of Atomic Habits, James Clear, wrote this. Deliberate practice refers to a special type of practice that is purposeful and systematic, While regular practice might include mindless repetitions, deliberate practice requires focused attention and is conducted with the specific goal of improving performance. Now, golfer Ben Hogan is often referred to as having created something called inventing practice. Now, he broke the game down into its most fundamental aspects and then tackled the deliberate endeavor of learning how to master each one of those aspects. And this process included not only separating his golf swing from his follow-through, but also breaking down each aspect of the swing itself. In a paper called Digging It Out of the Dirt, Ben Hogan, Deliberate Practice and The Secret, A Response to Commentaries, well, it argues that Hogan's success was partly due to his, and I quote, ability to practice in a deeper cognitive state than his peers, which I believe directly tapped into his reticulospinal tract. Now, let's go back to my pull-up example. It's not hard to imagine that if you take your time, you focus on the job at hand, and you focus solely on executing one, two, or three pull-ups a few times per day, well, you'll get better faster. Now, if you haphazardly do as many pull-ups as possible while thinking about lunch, listening to a podcast, and paying little attention to your form, well, you may get there eventually, but it will take more time, more pain, and your pull-ups will likely never look very graceful. That's your nervous system at work. And this isn't about muscling through a movement with sheer brute force. This is a methodical and meticulous communication between your motor cortex, your nervous system, and your muscles. If you skip deliberate practice, not only are you giving your nervous system a raw deal, but you also run the risk of developing the wrong muscles for the job. Instead of allowing your brain to connect to the muscles that are key in executing a good pull-up, you force your body to use muscles that it may actually have better connections to, but weren't meant to be the major contributors to that particular movement. And that is where injury and imbalances begin. So, if you want to get better at a particular exercise or movement in the most efficient way, make sure you give your nervous system the time and attention it needs to do its job before you start relying on your bulging muscles. And trust me, you will get the muscles soon enough and in all the right places. Now make sure you tune in next week because I have a special interview with a guy named Dr. J.P. Paulu Fry, who actually created a whole project called The Last 8% Project, which is really interesting stuff. I think you're going to get a lot out of this one. And just one more thing. You may not know that I actually do more than writing blog posts and articles and recording podcasts. I'm actually a real coach. I coach people online in all their athletic endeavors. Triathlon, marathon, 10Ks, cycling adventures, hiking adventures, pretty much any fitness endeavor I can help you with. And you can find out about my coaching programs over at brockarmstrong.com/coaching. That's brockarmstrong.com/coaching for all your virtual fitness coaching needs. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and practice deliberately.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.